Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Time to get you up to date with all of the most interesting and important stories you should know about. Today, we're off to defend a castle with the Dungeons & Dragons Club at a Luzerne County school. And we'll find out how cuts to USAID will impact researchers at the University of Pennsylvania. It's Thursday, May 29th. Let's get into it. First today, though, U.S. Representative Dan Muser was in Schuylkill County this week. The Luzerne County Republican defended proposed Medicaid cuts and tariffs imposed by President Trump during a Tuesday luncheon with business leaders. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more.
Muser argued the One Big Beautiful Bill Act is crucial to tackling the nation's $1.9 trillion deficit. He says the bill stops people who he says are in the country illegally from receiving Medicaid benefits. He spoke with the Schuylkill Chamber of Commerce.
Medicaid is being affected, and it is being somewhat affected, but frankly, it is 98% of that is waste, abuse, fraud, and corruption. And the fact is, we've got a couple of million illegals likely on Medicaid.
Muser says only people who are not eligible for Medicaid would lose their access. And he also defended Trump's trade war against China.
We need to create the advantage so as they are made in the United States of America. And so through policy, through bringing down interest rates, through keeping inflation in check, through regulatory reform, through low energy costs again, these things can happen.
The House passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act last week, and the Senate plans to finish their version by July 4th. I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella, for that story. Now, as of Wednesday, a federal court is blocking Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs on imports under an emergency powers law. The ruling from a three-judge panel came after several lawsuits arguing Trump has exceeded his authority, leaving U.S. trade policy dependent on his whims. That's according to the Associated Press. Now, in a different policy, when the Trump administration dismantled the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, that led to thousands of federal workers being laid off and broken promises for those who worked at the agency or collaborated with it. That includes researchers, scientists, and students at a lab group at the University of Pennsylvania. Alan Yu has more for WVIA.
Political scientist Jeremy Springman got word earlier this year that USAID would no longer fund his research at the University of Pennsylvania. The Trump administration had cut off all funding, and that means Springman will soon be out of a job.
Basically, all the people that we've worked with over the past 5 years are also out of work, and that happened to them much more abruptly than it's happening to us. We at least have a little bit of runway. Those, you know, people we've been working with really went from having a career one moment to not the next.
One of his projects is a data collection tool that tracks local media coverage in more than 60 countries around the world. The tool helps Springman and his team figure out what's going on politically in those countries and generate reports for US policymakers so they can make foreign policy decisions. The researchers started this work in 2019, during the first Trump administration. And every year they met with USAID and other government agencies to learn about what the government wanted to understand about the various countries, and that would set their research agenda. Springman published some findings showing how their model could predict which countries might require a travel warning from the State Department.
We had really carved out a space for ourselves where we could really provide unique data and analysis that was of great practical importance to the U.S. government.
The tool still exists, but they can no longer update the data without the resources to keep the project going. Springman and his collaborators can still do some academic research using the data they've already gathered, but it will no longer be current for policymakers who want to make decisions based on the most up-to-date information. He is not the only person out of a job. Their lab had data scientists, research assistants, and early career scientists who worked on the project and will soon be looking for work as well. The cuts at USAID will have broader ripple effects across the field of political science. Daniel Sabet had managed research projects at the agency for the past 5 years, until he also lost his job when the agency was gutted. He says USAID does not fund academic research to the same level that, say, the National Science Foundation does.
But the part that we represented was really applied research that was informing real-world decision-making.
A State Department spokesperson said they are, quote, continuing essential life-saving programs and making strategic investments that strengthen our partners and our own country, end quote. The University of Pennsylvania did not respond to a request for comment. Springman says he had planned to keep doing research that advances the field and is useful to the U.S. government, but he is now applying for jobs with private companies, like tech firms.
That was Alan Yu reporting. More up to date after this break.
I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA's Rural Government Reporter and Report for America Corps member. Thanks for making WVIA News your go-to source for great information and the best storytelling around. We appreciate your support.
Welcome back. All right, it's time to roll for initiative. 17. Not bad, but some of the members of the Hanover Area School District's Dungeons & Dragons Club might have done a little bit better. The club is just one way educators at Hanover Area are trying to get students to come to class. School absenteeism soared during and right after the COVID-19 pandemic, and in many schools, attendance still hasn't returned to normal. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall joined the battle.
The dismissal bell had long sounded, but students had a castle to defend. They gathered in three classrooms at Hanover Area Junior Senior High School. They set up elaborate game boards and grabbed soda and snacks. As the students delve into 5 hours of role-playing in the game Dungeons & Dragons, they find competition, community, and a reason to be in class. Alexis Rupert is assistant principal.
And the more ownership they have in the school, the more likely they are to come to school.
The COVID-19 pandemic has long-lasting effects, even 5 years after school suddenly shut down. After several years of virtual learning, Hanover sophomore Kamari Wilson returned to in-person learning his freshman year.
I believe I had around 40 missing days.
Kamari knew something had to change.
I got more involved with activities in school and after school, so I wanted to come to make sure I could still participate in them.
Nationwide, chronic absenteeism almost doubled from 2018 to 2022. That's according to a study from the American Enterprise Institute. Missing too much school can result in truancy. If absences continue and intervention and support for families doesn't work, school districts can seek court intervention. In Luzerne County, cases are up 50% compared to pre-pandemic numbers. When full-time in-person learning first resumed after the pandemic, daily attendance at the school in Hanover Township was in the 70th percentile. This year, attendance is at 87%.
So, you know, our goal always is to try to encourage more teachers to create more clubs, to find the little niche.
That's Principal John Sipper. Staff started an arts and crafts club. A chess club became so popular that it reached capacity. The marching band slowly started to play again. In the school of 950 students, 130 came out for the track and field teams. The administration worked to find funding, and groups raised money, according to Superintendent Nathan Barrett.
The amount of participation in school activities that students are signing up for is at the highest of my career.
After school one Wednesday night, there were no cell phones and no drama as the group sat vested in the fantasy tabletop role-playing game. Eighth grader Aiden Major sat with his friends, playing Dungeons & Dragons, often called D&D.
Personally, I have autism, and it really helps with my social skills.
A student approached teacher Brian Rakevich, known as Mr. Rink, 4 years ago about starting a club. Students can meet several times a week during the school day, and then once a month on Wednesdays until 7 p.m. During the month of May, students meet each Wednesday after school.
You know, they're fantastic. You know, just, I could probably go till midnight with this crew.
The club now has more than 40 members. They started with minimal game pieces and scenery, but now use a 3D printer to create characters and buildings. Nearly 4 hours after school dismissal, laughter, conversations about strategy, and voices imitating goblins and knights filled the classrooms. It's a community Mr. Rink never expected to help create in school. Students such as 7th grader Jaden Thompson say the club has had a major impact in their lives.
So I feel like D&D is like a really good outlet for me to like get out all the extra stress.
Reporting from Hanover Township, I'm Sarah Hofias Hall, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date, or at least ready to roll some dice. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. Also, it's Thursday, so you know what that means. A new edition of Eventful is online now. Check it out and get the details on a Fireman's Festival and a flower show, plus a celebration in Stroudsburg on Sunday will kick off LGBTQ+ Pride Month. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me today. If you want to hear more, you can subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great Thursday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.